Hi, Daniel. This is Kara from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right.
Good. I'm just calling about the residual invoice that was mailed to you, I believe, early last month. The payment was due Friday the 15th, and I still have not received your payment
Payment for what?
for your residual on the lease you did with us.
The lease that we did with you?
Yes, it funded in August of 2014. I spoke with, I believe it was your secretary, on
Yeah,
collecting
you
the
talked to
payment.
Denise.
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand the payment for what lease.
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there. Can you repeat that?
A payment for what lease? What lease are you talking about?
Sure, it's for the equipment you bought, your used Park Pro Edge.
That's already paid off.
Yes, your regular scheduled payments have been completed. It's just the residual, the fair market value residual you owe at the end of the lease in order to keep the equipment.
And how much is that?
It's $2,367.
I don't understand nothing here.
Sure. What?
No, I don't understand about this. I mean, if we're making payments and we're done with it, and then you tell me that we still owe another 2,000 something.
Yeah, so how a fair market value lease, which is how we finance your piece of equipment, usually works.
Yeah, but you guys never told me that. That's why I'm a little surprised.
I'm not sure exactly how the relationship between you and your salesperson worked, but I can send you the documents that kind of explain it
No,
for
what I'm
you.
saying that the person that got the loan for me never explained that to me. That's what I'm trying to say. Since the beginning. How will you feel if you get a loan for something? They tell you, okay, the payment is going to be this for this amount of months. Then you finish paying it, and then they tell you, well, you need to pay another 2,000 something. I mean, how will you feel about it? Because they never told me nothing about this.
I'm very sorry if it was not clear at the time. It does say it in the documents that you signed, but I'm sorry if you felt it was
Yeah,
not.
but listen, I'm a businessman just like you guys, okay? And when I sell a job, I have to explain to the customer everything. I can't just, sign here, and it doesn't matter if I don't let them know. It's their letters. It doesn't go like that.
Yes, I understand that is frustrating, and unfortunately, I'm not really part of, the sales process. I just do the collecting of our bills, so I can't really help you too much with that.
Of course you can't help me. I'm the one that owns the money. So listen, I have to think about this. You got me off guard. And I'm really busy right now. If you can have your manager call me tomorrow at
No big
noon.
deal. I can go ahead and give you a call back. I just want to help you pay this off so we can avoid any late fees or late charges. Let me know what's a better time to call you back.
You know what? I don't care about late fees, late charges. You're not supposed to charge me that. I need to understand what's going on, and I want to talk to your manager. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to your manager.
Okay. What do you need to understand
Listen,
specifically, sir?
we are going to take care of it. I just need to talk to the manager. Explain to him how you guys did this to me.
Okay, I can have my manager. I'll have her
I mean,
call you back
how?
tomorrow.
Listen. You still want me as a customer?
Yes.
Okay, then we need to take care of this the right way, okay? Because I'm gonna lose that trust on you guys.
Yes,
And
I can have.
if I need another machinery or whatever, instead of going with you guys, I'm gonna have to look for another bank.
Yeah, I can have her call you back tomorrow, no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what's a good time for me to have her call you?
No.
I'm sorry?
At noon.
Noon. Okay. Thank you.